let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Stolen Love Before After by Lloyd Hill is a fictional story of a young U.S. Navy sailor who was stationed in Hawaii at the submarine base in Pearl Harbor during the late activities of the Korean War. A romance novel and a cautionary tale about a sailor who is more interested in lust than love until he reforms himself. Lloyd Hill has happily married a son living in Salisbury, North Carolina for quite some time. He's been writing for about 35 years. He's the author of Genealogy Books, a book on bridge, 17 Things That You Should or Should Not Do in the Bridge Game, and co-author of Reap the Wild Seeds with Marvin Query. Lloyd Hill, author of Stolen Love Before After, An Intense Tale of Finding True Love, joins us on This Week in America. Lloyd, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Delighted to be with you and looking forward to our discussion.
Well, I'm really excited about the book, and I want to talk about what the characters, what all went into this, because this really is a character-driven story. Talk about sort of your philosophy, your theory on characters and developing characters, because these characters are very relatable to the reader. How do you go about creating characters?
Well, first of all, I was a sailor myself, and so this was a creation out of that. Like I said, it's fictional, most of it. Anyway, and I just fell in love with the what I had, the information that I had, and of course, I had participated in a lot of things that come up in the book, not necessarily, as far as being fictional, of course.
Yes. When did this idea come to you? As you were sort of living the sailor life and your mind was wandering and you were thinking of different things that you could be into or not be into, were you thinking at that time about possibly a storyline, or when did this come to you?
Not really, because I had written at least two other books before I got to that. Let me tell you a little bit about those two characters.
Yes, please do.
Alvin was described as being a handsome young sailor. He had black hair, and of course, he loves the girls, and the girls loved him. This, of course, was the sailor was 18 at the time whenever these events started, and it's totally in line with before and after. The before life really doesn't much go through more than 60 pages of the book, and of the other, up to, in one case, Ex Libris was 270 pages, and the page turner was 313 pages. And I'm not too sure of the availability too much of the page turner yet, but certainly Ex Libris has done a lot of work with it, and we've sold quite a few books. The idea is the before time and the after time between the life that he was living in, which he wasn't too proud of, and to the end of the book. It was just a wonderful story of love and family and success. And I like to create value in all those things. And any dealings that I did, I tried to make them feel that I was being fair with them, and hopefully they were being fair with me. And the idea was that I'm sure that him being Alvin being very successful was a real good thing, because he wound up, whenever he retired from the company that he finally became extremely successful in, was in Florida, and it was in Maitland, which is very close to Orlando, and he I'll first attack the situation from how it started. He was a young sailor, and he was serving watch at the base theater. And it, right, like I said, it's on, right there at Pearl Harbor. You can observe the harbor where the catastrophe came in World War II.
Yes.
And so anyway, he was on watch, and he saw this beautiful redheaded, green. Well, actually, a little different from green, but beautiful eyes. And she came in, and she had a son who was, I'm speaking of Alan, of course, and she had a son with him, holding on to her skirt, and she looked at him, and came close up, and sort of gave the attitude that I would like to know you better. and of course, Alvin loved that.
Yes. 18 years. Yes, I'm sure. 18 years old. Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, she was 29. And she was also the wife of a commander serving on a destroyer off of Korea at that time. And I'm sure she must have loved her husband. But then on the other hand, she started an affair with Alvin. And within a couple of weeks after they first met, she asked him to her home. And so, but anyway, he really realized that in the event that that he continued the affair, that he might be arrested and sent to Leavenworth Penitentiary in Kansas for having an affair with a married man's wife. And so that was sort of what was going on. And she gave him really what he couldn't refuse. Many times of very, very nice sex, I'm sure.
Yes.
If I can say that.
Yeah, you just said it, and that's exactly what we were thinking. So yes, yeah, he was very okay. Satisfied, I'm sure, in the relationship.
But after about 6 months of this going on, he realized that he had to get out of it, and he did. One night at after the movie, he went back to the car with her and told her that he just couldn't go through this anymore. He could not take the chance that her husband would find out about him. And so that was that. After that, he sort of turned to sort of nicer girls, but not some of them weren't too nice. And he finally went down to Waikiki Beach, which is in Honolulu, Hawaii. And he on the beach, he met this another beautiful girl. And of course, she was a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. And so anyway, they talked, and she told him a little bit about her husband and her family. She had a young son and daughter with her. And so they had a nice talk and about what they, were expecting for the future. And then she said, would you like to come to dinner sometime? And he said, sure. So I need to tell you that I'm getting ready to be discharged back to the United States. And and she asked for his address back in North Carolina. And so anyway, he did go to the next Saturday at 6 p.m., which she had required, came to the dinner, and they had a nice dinner. And she put the kids to bed, and they washed the dishes, and she said, she told about her husband, and said that she was not interested in an affair that would not be kind to her husband.
Right.
Said, so that's sort of what the opening was, but they went after dinner, they sat down and talked about their lives and what their hopes and everything was. And so finally, he had to go. And so they walked to the door, and as he was exiting, she came up to him like she wanted a hug. Then she seemed embarrassed and walked back, you know, retreated. And so, but anyway, that was it. And he came back to the States on an aircraft carrier and started, he actually went into business as a salesman for a medical health program.
And was very successful too, wasn't he?
He was extremely successful and built up a banking account, and within about, bought a new car, and within about a year, he received a letter from her. By the way, her name was Marilyn, and like I said, a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. And so what happened, in the letter, he opened, she sent him a letter, and he opened the letter, and she said, "I don't know whether you heard, but my husband was on a training mission off of the Key West in Florida and crashed and died," and said, "I don't know what to do." And she said, "I'm just lost." And so she said, "Would you possibly like to see me?" And he said, let me think about it a day or so. And so he finally called her and told her that he was taking a leave of absence from his company and would be there at her home in Pensacola in 2 weeks, within 2 weeks. Well, he did. And then he said, "Now, I said, I love you, and said, I want to marry you, but right now I've got to get a job that I can support the family properly. And eventually I'd like to inherit the two children and make them mine. Well, they did. Well, okay. So he went to Orlando and Maitland in those areas of Florida, Central Florida, and they offered. He received a letter from about the fifth person, about the fifth company he had applied to, and they were all medical companies. And so one of them said, "You know, we're going to start a program that deals with you working with companies and also with credit unions." And said, the credit unions, the idea we have is the credit unions would, you would supply the company and the employees of that company, and you would use the credit union loans and things of that nature and savings and other possible things. And so then he became very, they said that we're going to train you to create this program. And said, we have the desire to work in Florida at the present time, but we would like to go throughout the Southeast United States, about 11 or 12 states.
Yes.
And he by this time was the director of that group. And so they went out and after they secured about six credit unions in various cities in Florida, they also began to go to manufacturing companies to their employees, and they would make an agreement that the salespeople would come into the plant and they would supply the credit union's products and also their products, which happened to be life insurance and medical insurance and accident insurance, things like that. And so this took a short time in Florida. And they had to hire employees and locations within the state of about six cities that they were going to work out of. And then they went on to Georgia, and they lined up the same arrangement there in Georgia, and in the North and South Carolina, and then into Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana and Texas. And within about a year and a half, they had gone into Tennessee and Kentucky and Virginia. So he was making a lot. He was making a lot of money for the company. They had grown from maybe a five billion dollar company, and by that time, they were raking in something like $25 billion
a year. He was really successful.
And Alvin became at that time. Of course, a director within their company.
Yes.
And a little later, the president of the company was getting ready to retire, and he told Alvin, said, "We would like to create your presidency just as soon as get an opportunity." But in the meantime, he had been traveling back and forward from the home there in northern Florida to he was. During the week, he was staying down in Orlando, and so he got tired of that, and he told his family. By the way, by this time, his wife, of course, Marilyn, was pregnant, and she was creating twins, and they were born, and by that time, so we got to have a home here in Florida, I mean in Lower Florida, Central Florida. So they built a home, and it was just a beautiful home. They tried to stay in the tradition of the Florida buildings. And he bought two pieces of property together, which amounted to about 30 acres. And they had not only a beautiful home, but they also had lakes on the property, and they enjoyed the animals and the birds and everything. And not the alligators, of course.
They didn't find the alligators.
Yeah. Okay. And so they started going to church, and they had been going to a Christian church back in her home, and they now were able to have a family relationship within a Christian organization, and. It just so happened that they were living west of Kissimmee, Florida, and that is an area that today has a lot of recreational operations.
Oh, yes.
And so they had an offer from one of the recreational areas that they would like to buy his property. And by that time, they offered $15 million for it. Mm. And so that's sort of the way it went. And they had a loving relationship. He and his wife, to be quite frank with you, they were very, very both loving, very sexual people. And they made a pact after their wedding that they would not, they would never say no. They would never say, "I've got a headache," or "I'm tired," and things like that. And she was the type that she loved sex almost as good as he did. And whenever that she had a climax, he loved the way she always come out with a and so it was just a loving relationship. But they, in the meantime, they built a home about a mile away from where their home there was. That was bought by the recreation area. And when he finally retired, of course, the family was growing up. Her former children were getting of a nice age, even into college. And the twins were born, and they were in school, and one in grammar and one in high school. Oh, I beg your pardon. No, they were both in high school at that time. And so that's sort of the story. And keep in mind that before and the after, the before time was always, and the after was what we call a heaven on earth. And so just a loving story.
Well, it's a great love story. It's, you know, Alvin, we see this maturation process. We see him grow. It's rich characters, the relationship between Alvin and Marilyn, the relationship, the business sense responsibility relationship that Alvin has as well. There are so many layers to this story. It's Stolen Love Before After by Lloyd Hill, our guest on the program. Boy, time has gone by so quickly. It's a lovely story. The book is available. In fact, let me give you the information on Lloyd's website, which is very simple. It's the title of the book, StolenLoveBeforeAfter.com. You'll find Ex Libris is where you can get the book as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to the outlets for the book and get information. Lloyd Hill is the author, and that's L-O-Y-D, Hill, H-I-L-L. So if you Google that, it'll take you right to information on the book. It's such a well-done book, and Lloyd, I got about a minute left in the program. You're so talented at writing. This is such a moving book. What are you working on now? What projects do you have that you can talk about?
Well, as you probably know, my previous book was Reap the Wild Seeds with, like I said, with Marvin Query. And Marvin passed away recently. I was sorry for him to go.
Oh.
But the book is still available. And I feel sure that Amazon is a place where they probably would be finding the books. I'm not aware of many books stores that are carrying it. And it may be available at Walmart. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm thinking that it may. All they have to do is go to Ex Libris, though, and they can purchase it today. And the price is a little bit high, and that's why I went with Page Turner, because the book is going to be cheaper there. But anyway, I think they'll enjoy it, and I enjoyed writing it. And Alvin was so creative, and he deserves to be remembered.
Well, in a special way. I mean, we see Alvin grow. By the time the book is over, we think we know Alvin quite well, and I think we do because of the excellent character development that Lloyd does. Lloyd Hill has been our guest in the program, and when you're Googling that, it's L-O-Y-D, Lloyd Hill. This book is Stolen Love Before After, the other book that we talked about, Reap the Wild Seeds. Lloyd, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you, sir, for taking time with us and talking about this book and sharing this remarkable story.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Lloyd Hill is the author of Stolen Love Before After. His website is StolenLoveBeforeAfter.com. Book available at Ex Libris and the usual places. You can go to our website, link on directly, our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.